February 9th, 2024. Never convinced. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. And the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. Matthew 11:16-19. Now in this passage, Jesus is continuing his conversation about John the Baptist to the crowds. He pointed out how John was more than a prophet. Now he's going to go in for the revealing of the hearts, the crowd's hearts. He's going to call them whiny children, in a sense. And he's going to show us the truth of the unrepentant heart with his analogy. So here are a few things to think on for our day. Number one, a people who are never pleased. The people here are men and women who would never be happy with anything, whether Jesus lived the way they liked or not. They would never come to the truth. We see this attitude toward everyone ever sent to them. They killed the prophets and rejected leaders. They rejected John, who came with repentance as his message. They called him a devil, a man who lived in the wilderness away from them, almost like we see later in church history, like monks. But this doesn't matter to the Jewish people of this time. They see all faults. We would think that a perfect man would be convincing enough. Jesus. He came with compassion and the gospel flowing through his life. We don't see him away from them. He's not in the wilderness. He's with them. He was opposite of John. But this also doesn't satisfy them. They were like children, always unsatisfied, never pleased, and hard to please, always asking for more no matter what they receive. And there's a great lesson to learn about this. There are many men like this. It crouches in each of our hearts if we try to guard our sins. But we must see that men who reject the truth will always find fault. They hear teaching and preaching and never accept it. They look at our lives and they always find fault. They walk away saying, ah, how dare he bring that up? This church is a cult. Or if they hear, you must be holy, they say, this is too strict. They just wanted to control us. Or we hear the famous, you're so narrow-minded. But if you mention beer, you will see everyone glare. Then they say, you're so worldly. You are no different than any other man. Is not this all the same as what we see here with the Jews? This attitude. It's a hard thing to take in, especially when we try to reach our family. But the lesson is plain. When a man loves his sin, be sure he will always find fault in your life and mine, no matter what. He loves his sin. He holds it dear. So anything you do or say will not convince him otherwise, unless the Holy Spirit changes his heart. So, lesson number one, a people who are never pleased. Lesson number two, excuses for unbelief. We are warned here, as we hear Jesus' analogy of these people around him, that we must watch our response to truth. If we see our hearts turning away from truth and making excuses, we should seek help. The moment I say, well, what if, I'm probably trying to protect something. To see truth and have it laid out before us, and then to start to criticize it for anything we can find, is a big warning light blinking in our eyes. We must beware of this. We must not keep making excuses. To hear someone tell us truth and then instead of hearing them, we lash out and criticize them personally. We look for anything to get away from the truth. This is dangerous. It's a dangerous attitude of the heart. It's yelling at us, something's wrong. We must be careful. Open your heart to truth, even if it's hard to take in, if it's hard truth, because the opposite is a deadly road to travel. So number two, excuses for unbelief. And lastly, number three, see the fruit. We hear Jesus say, yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. Meaning, these Jewish people didn't see the obvious. They needed to step back and look at the fruit of Jesus and John's lives. They needed to stop protecting their sins and pleasures and see what's obvious. These men weren't crooks. They were preaching the gospel and repentance. Christ was healing the sick and raising the dead. We see his compassion and love through all the passages we've covered. Their life justified them. It was so obvious that these accusations were wrong. And maybe it's obvious that the accusations made against you are wrong. Men hear of Christ today and treat him as if he was the worst man who ever existed. He lived a perfect life and went to the cross for his people. He was a servant. He came to seek and save the lost. And yet he's a laughing stock of most media. If you turn on the TV, you'll see people making fun of him left and right. He's pushed away more than anyone. He offends more than anyone. We really would rather release a murderer over the Son of God. Things haven't changed. The evidence of his life proves he is who he says he is, and do we still not believe? Search your hearts, my friends. See what's plain. See the fruit as you read. Let's not make excuses and find ourselves protecting our sin and rejecting life itself. Turn to Christ. Cling to him as your only treasure. He's really all you need. And with this, have a happy Friday.